알겠어.
Welcome to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy. Hooty who?
Hooty who? We're back. We're talking about the same movie we talked about last week, but the remake, The Hitcher.
Very less superior film. One of the few remakes I actually enjoy.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling the only reason I enjoy it is because of the actors that are in it.
Yeah.
And actress that's in it. And I also want to go ahead and say real quick, we should start doing something called a nostalgia rating.
Okay.
Because we know these movies from back in the day.
So
sometimes when we're watching them back, like, I'll be like, oh, this movie's going to get a 9 out of 10 for me. And then I watch it back and I'm like, oh, no, that's bad.
Okay. Okay. So what would your nostalgia rating be for this one?
When I first watched this, I would definitely get an 8.5.
Okay.
But that was because I never even watched the original.
Honestly, I would give it like an 8 too. I was pretty high on it going in. Higher than I was going out, to be honest with you.
I mean, now that it's won its course and everything, and we've seen it a few different times, and we've seen the older one several different times, it's just, they're two different movies.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's very prominent, but also, they're also very similar, which kind of loses it.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's a little too similar. It's not as similar. I know you mentioned 98 Psycho with Vince Vaughn. It's not that similar because it's not word for word for word, but I get where you were coming from.
It is. They use keywords, which I don't mind, like the hold the gun to my face and the stuff at the beginning about how he wants him to say, I want to die.
Yeah,
and,
but it's not like word for word for word. Psycho was word for word for word.
Yeah, yes, it was. But this, like, scene for scene, like, a lot of the story beats, besides the finger and the french fry, they pretty much use every scene from the original movie.
And I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying they either enhance it or make it smaller or make it larger.
I just think it looks slicker because it's newer.
Yes, absolutely. It's a shiny new toy.
Yeah, and it's cool, but it's, like, it's hard to, like, even, like, because we described all those scenes last week. Those are the same scenes here. You know what I mean?
With different people, but yeah.
With different people. And it is a different, like, you have a totally different dynamic with Jim Halsey, with the new actor. He's now, like, more of a backup role.
Yeah.
Right? As opposed to a starring role. Zachary Knighton as Jim Halsey. Sean Bean as John Ryder. And Sophia Bush, of course, is Grace.
And we all know I love me some Sophia Bush. So, you love Sophia Bush?
We all love Sophia Bush.
I like Sophia Bush. Okay,
you just
had
me a little weirded out there for a minute. Wasn't quite sure what you were saying.
Hey, it's funny.
Oh, man, Sharon. So, guys, real quick, I do have a little bit of news. Just tiny bit. You know how we all have been waiting patiently for that movie, Blood and Honey?
Yeah.
India gave it to America. So it is now in U.S. theater and is on a limited release right now.
Oh, shit.
So if you live in Pennsylvania, there's only one theater that you can go to, and that's in Bensalem.
Oh,
and it's playing there.
The Chamonix Mall or something, right?
Yeah. Jersey is playing in a couple places. Other than that, I don't know where else it's playing. I only did so much research. But also, Cocaine Bear is about to be dropping soon.
It just dropped.
It just dropped.
It's making $23 million this weekend.
And when I tell you that not only is Daniel obsessed with this.
Well, yeah, it's another murderous bear. It's
but
just
Daniel,
in a different way.
But Kevin, my fiance that we all know, he comes in. I come in the the door, and he's like, oh, my God, you will never guess. I have a horror movie that we need to go see, and we need to go see it now.
It's Cocaine Bear.
What is it? And he's like, it's called Cocaine Bear. I'm like, oh, my God, not you too. And he's like, I'm sorry. I saw a behind-the-scenes thing, and they had a bear, and they had a rock of cocaine, and they were grating it, and the bear was doing a little dance outside, and it was just hysterical.
Well, yeah, because there's things about it I love. I love that Ice Cube's son is in it.
He is?
Yes, he is. And I love that Elizabeth Banks is the director of it.
Oh, no, she is not.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, I love her.
So that's why it's like, I think it'll be so stupid it's good, but also I feel like there's going to be a level of sophistication because it's Elizabeth Banks. And I think it'll be good.
And also, if it was just going to be stupid, I don't think they would have put it in theaters.
Yeah.
So there's got to be some reason why they put it in theaters. And the fact that it made that much money in its opening weekend,
that's
impressive.
Yeah. Ooh, I could see it being a cult hit. And this movie made about the same. It made $25 million on a $10 million budget. So the one thing you can say about this movie is it made more money than the first one, like more than twice as much money.
And unfortunately, if you do mention the movie The Hitcher, this is the one that comes up in web searches.
Yeah, this is the profitable
one. This is the one that people actually talk about. But it's very sad because they took a psychological thriller and they made it into a slasher adventure.
Well, also...
Now, I have to say, I had never seen any of The Hitchers before.
Never.
Last week. And I watched the original one with Daniel last week. And I watched the remake with Daniel today. And I have to say, I did enjoy the first one better because it was more of a psychological horror. Because you didn't really, the gore was off screen.
Yeah.
You couldn't see what was going on. This one went for the cheap thrills and the cheap horror by showing the gore.
Yes.
Ripping the guy in half. I mean, you didn't need to see that.
That was delicious.
The off-screen,
yeah,
knowing what's happening off-screen, I think is more scary than having to show it.
100%. And the gore is what I liked about the movie, though. I like seeing him get ripped in half and stuff, especially because he was like a whiny character.
We like gore with our horror.
But... it does make it way better when it's psychological and the eyes. And I love Sean Bean. Ned Stark's my fucking boy, but
he doesn't have those eyes.
No, and he was sinister enough, and he was good, and he was.
He reminds me more of a hitman.
But the other guy just fucking.
The way he stared through you.
And... yeah, it was just a hard performance to try to back up, and it was so much. And the fact that All American Rejects Move Along was the opening song in this thing. It's like, that's the worst pick for a horror movie, but I love the song, so it's okay. But
that song got played way too long, though. They played that song for, like, at least, like, 4 or 5 scenes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God, get it.
Yeah. And I just, the one thing I will say, and I will give this to you, because you were talking about it in the car.
Oh, my favorite scene?
The chase scene. I do like the chase scene. I do like the chase scene in the original, too. I do think the original is a great chase scene, but I do think he's more badass in this one, whereas in the original, he's hidden a little more. He's just watching the cops go after Jim
and, like, savoring his victory.
Yeah.
This one, he's like, oh, no, all of you are on the line, and I'm going to get every single fucking one of you.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking cool. He was sinister in that moment. And
the fact that the man could drive a Lamborghini and take out a helicopter with a pistol,
I don't mean to correct you, but it wasn't a Lamborghini. It was an old school Camaro.
Old school Camaro.
Yeah.
So, fast car.
But yeah, it was sick. And I thought he did a good job at being menacing enough.
I just see him more as it's the difference between a serial killer and a hitman.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. The one from the first one had more of a serial killer mentality. Psycho mentality. Kind of like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
And then Sean Bean's character portrayal more of it was a hitman, somebody that needed to get it done.
I really did not like Jim's character whatsoever.
Oh, he was
a pussy in this one.
Because he was one of my favorite parts about last week, and I loved his character arc, how he was like... he was kind of like a pussy at first. Not a pussy, but he was just a little like Like, he said the same thing. Like, I don't want to die. And he fucking, like, when he stopped the car, like, he was kind of a scaredy cat, too. But then
he cried.
Yeah, but he becomes, like, more cold and calculated throughout, and he gets this look in his eyes, and his eyes are just as important as Ryder's eyes by the end.
Yeah.
And he's just, like he's been through some shit, and he's got the gall to kill him, and his character arc is fantastic.
And this one, they were kind of like, well, what if we turn Jim into a girl?
Yeah, into a straight fucking punk. And, like, and Sophia Bush, the girlfriend, has to carry all the weight, and she's, like, and I understand, like, doing that in favor for a final girl. And I understand that, like, there's a lot of guys that have succeeded in movies and stuff, but as far as, like, horror movies, you got a lot of final girls already.
Right.
What's wrong with having Jim Halsey just make it to the end, but not this actor? In this movie, in this circumstance, kill that guy every day of the fucking
week.
Well,
like I said, if they would have used a different actor for him,
yeah,
I would have been a little more
mad, yeah,
that they killed him off. But the actor kind of had it coming. I'm sorry.
But I think that's, like, a big faux pas of the movie, is ruining his character. What, like, don't even have this guy be the same name. Call him something else. Why does he have to
exactly
be the same
like,
guy?
Right. Like, they didn't name the girl after Nash. They
yeah.
named her Grace.
Yeah. So why does Jim Halsey have to be in it and just, like, be not the same character whatsoever? And just way more, like,
and in this
scared.
One, instead of going to California, he's actually traveling to New Mexico to meet Grace's
friends, yeah. And he's all lovey-dovey, and that's all his character, and then, like, crying, and, like the backseat with that
I
one
do
dude.
I do like the grocery store scene, though. The
yeah.
gas station scene, when he's like, all right, hello, the ding-dongs. And she's like, ding-dongs. And he's like, Fritos or Cheetos? And she's like, Cheetos. Because she was so offended by the fact that he even asked
it her. Was, but the fact that this was produced by Michael Bay's people, did you notice that the dude... Because he did Texas Chainsaw, also
yeah.
Friday the 13th. The
yeah.
dude, the cashier was the dude from Friday the 13th. I'm pretty sure that was jacking off to the mask.
Diggity.
With the mask, I'm pretty sure. And he's a fucking weirdo. In both of those movies, he's a fucking creep. And he just plays this, like, hillbilly creep. And it's a weird role. And it just seems like he's the... And it feels like there was always one of those in these movies, right? It always felt like that.
Absolutely.
Even if it wasn't the same guy. But I like that Sophia... You know, I like that Sophia Bush was... pretty independent, and you can tell that she was going to make the moves, and she was going, like, from early on, you can tell that Jim was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But certain scenes, you can say that it was kind of like they're just doing the same scenes, but they did have a crisp polish to them.
Too. Yeah.
And it is kind of nice seeing it, like, played out a little bit differently.
It's a different POV.
Yeah.
You go on from a POV of a scared guy who's becoming heartless, who's like losing everything.
Yeah.
And then you go from that to the POV of a young girl who's just trying to introduce her boyfriend to her friends.
And I will say another thing this one does better is the sheriff is way more likable because that dude who's in everything, I like him a lot.
Neil McDonough.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor. He really is.
Lieutenant Estridge. But, yeah, he was very good, and I really enjoyed him. And I felt bad when he died in the end. He got shot right in the head.
Yeah, they changed it up. In the original one, the sheriff didn't get...
Well, because Jim didn't take the sheriff with him. And this
right.
one, Grace and the sheriff were following
yeah.
it to transport. And he got out. And then Grace is like, oh, shit. And she finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I do got to say real quick, I'm going to give it to Sean Bean right here. I cannot believe that motherfucker got out of those handcuffs.
Oh, that was
as they
gross.
Were tightening and tightening up against his wrist. He was bleeding.
Like
with such his blood.
Yeah.
And he's just like, let me rip them off. And it's like, oh my God, I give you so much credit, but that's gross.
Even breaking his own thumb to get out of him.
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, it was getting a little bad. It's like, come on, dog. You all right?
You know what it reminded me of, Daniel?
What did it remind you of, man?
The new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Remember when Leatherface is in the car with
yeah.
the sheriff or whatever, and he breaks the one guy's wrist and he kills him with his own wrist?
Yes, I do.
That one.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. obviously the top kill. I mean, there's no other one besides my boy Jim getting fucking ripped in half. And I will say,
I mean, that was kind of,
yes,
it just didn't need to be shown.
Karen is upset by the gore, but I just want to say this right here. We love the gore. We love it.
If this wasn't in this, then I would have gave this movie like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But this, that kind of bumps it up to like a 6, 6-ish, 6.5 for me.
I'd give it a 6.2.
So, and it's not the end of the review, I'm just saying the rating, like the where it would go. But that kill scene, to me, it's like it kind of livens up a shitty movie.
Absolutely.
And,
if they didn't put that in there, they would have had a success.
Yeah. So I enjoyed that. And Nash, and to me, this one was a lot more believable because you didn't have a bunch of police officers that could have done something.
Well, that's
time.
True. That is true, because in the first one, who is going to believe that a bunch of police officers is going to send a civilian in to negotiate with a gunman?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like a bunch of cops while he's in there, like just fucking like untie him or unchain him or whatever. And but in this time, there's no one out there. So it's like she's got to do something, and she doesn't. And I thought it was a lot more believable. So the scene kind of – that one worked really well.
And her shock worked really well in this one rather than the other one. Like, yeah, he was shocked in the first one. I believe I understand that.
Yeah.
But in the remake, it was a little bit more believable with her. Just
because you didn't just meet the person, you know? That's a relationship.
Exactly. I mean,
he just picked
they'd
Nash
been together
up at the
for
diner.
A really long time.
Yeah.
And, like, then, and all she wanted to do was to show him her friend.
Yeah.
And she had all of that shit happen to her. And basically, she had a choice of killing the bad guy or having her boyfriend be killed. And she
But either way, if she had shot him, his foot still would have come off the clutch. And
yeah, both scenes.
And
both
either
scenes,
way,
yeah.
Jim would have been killed.
Yeah. And both scenes, it was like that, yeah. For sure. It was always like, this person's going to die either way, but you can take me out now. And then she doesn't do it, but he still dies. So that's why she realizes she has to do it at the end, just like Jim in the original movie. But
she takes a little longer than Jim in the original movie. Jim in the original movie at least, like,
a little
nips
bit.
It in the butt.
Yeah, but I thought this movie kind of breezed by. What was the – I like to, like – kind of examine the run times, because to me because it was more psychological, this was more faster.
I think this one had like a 90 minute run time,
okay,
something like that.
Yeah, 84, so right
84.
There, yeah, so right around 90.
And the older one was what, like 2 hours?
I think so, something like that. But it felt long, maybe because it was more psychological, this is more fast paced. Mm-hmm. But this one kind of felt like I did feel like it was a little more like I was like it was a little more faster of a ride.
Yeah.
So, to its benefit and its.
If you like action and adventure with your horror, then this is definitely a movie that you want to check out.
Yeah, it had good action. The chase scene was good. I did not mind that at all.
And we just don't get good chase scenes in horror anymore.
No.
So I love that. I can't help it. But I would definitely, that's why I wanted to bring up a nostalgia rating, because, like we both said, like, we loved it when it first came out.
Oh, I loved it.
I mean, when this movie just came out, it was my shit. Like, every
That's
every
why
Friday
I saw the original
video
one.
Store,
yeah.
We were getting that. That's actually how Daniel saw the original one, because he was like, I want to watch where this came from.
Yeah. That's why I had to find the second one, and shout out to Sunsplash Games or Sunsplash Video.
Sunsplash Video.
Not around anymore, but.
And Niagara Video. She ordered a bunch of stuff for you.
Yeah, so.
If it wasn't for those Newfane home video stores, we would be nowhere without you guys.
Yeah, those movies weren't like big movies. I mean, the first one was, even though it flopped in the theaters, but the second one was kind of like a direct-to-video deal.
They definitely just ordered those for us.
Yeah, so it was, you know, shouts out.
Along with your obsession with Urban Legend.
Yes. So The Hitcher, like, it holds a good spot in my heart, and I would not mind seeing another remake, but I do think if you do a remake, you could have John Ryder, you could have Jim Halsey. I think have Jim Halsey in a more of a leadership role. And also,
but I don't think you have to have a girl.
If you do have a girl, She can be there too, and badass too, and even live too. Just like do it differently, and also have the Hitcher do different things. I would have liked to see Sean Bean do a couple different things besides the same stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
I understand the movie's so good. Let's remake it. Let's do a lot of the same things. But you can have a Hitcher, the same backdrop, even him say the same line at the beginning. But then after that, I think he should torment them in different ways. Like, I don't see the need for remakes where you just play out the same scenes.
I agree.
I like it when you remake something and then let's bring something fresh into it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a lot of stuff. Even the way they did, like, the separating the body stuff, like, that felt a little fresh. If they did more stuff like that, like, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff felt like I'm just
And the fact that the father was still alive, and they had to rush to try and figure out what to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to just see updated versions of things. I'd like to see, like, let's see something completely new.
Exactly.
Let's see them fuck with them in a completely different way. So
yeah. So if someone wants to remake this again, we're not gonna be like no. But if they're gonna remake it again, make it original.
Who would you have be John Ryder? Who would you cast?
John Ryder as the killer,
as the Hitcher. Who's menacing enough?
I would say a Willem Dafoe.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I would think he would make an amazing Hitcher.
He's creepy enough.
He is a creepy fuck.
I would have. If this guy wanted to go from comedy and do more serious stuff, even though he has done serious stuff, I would do Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi!
I think he could be creepy.
He is creepy. But
I don't think he's powerful enough.
Commanding, yeah.
Yeah, where he could.
That's why I said Willem Dafoe, because he's more of a commanding
guy. He is the Greek goblin and shit.
On screen.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
He just has more of a commanding, like, look at me.
Right.
Kind of acting
look
style.
Look at me.
Or even when Nick Cage would probably do a role like a Hitcher well.
Yeah.
As far as Jim Halsey goes, if I had to...
I agree.
If I had to, like, recast that, I don't know.
I mean, anybody. You can... I mean, he's like a...
Yeah, but if we wanted to recast him as, like... a better one.
Yeah. I would almost go...
I don't know.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, I think Tom Holland would actually be able to do it.
If you could land Tom Holland, I think he could go from being like a whiny kid to a tough son of a bitch.
I think he could do it. Or that guy from Resident Evil.
Oh, Robbie Amell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he... Yeah, I like
yeah.
that better almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the good-looking one.
He's
the big
little,
forehead, right?
He's a little
yeah.
too brooding, though. I want someone a little, like, squeakier, you know? Like, even...
Yeah, but you want to be rooting for Jim.
You want to root for him, but
Jim's
you want...
Jim's always going to root for the hotties.
Yeah, but Jim was kind of, like, squirrely at first, too. And then he became badass.
True,
like,
true.
That Timothy Chalamet, I could see him.
Oh, he could
yeah,
do it,
he would do a good job.
But, I mean, those guys need a lot of money.
I mean, unfortunately, we're, like, David off, like, actors that act for, like, millions and millions
well,
of dollars.
Well, they demand that much money.
Yeah.
You know who would be a really good Hitcher? Robert England. Like, not now, but,
yeah.
like, old school England.
I don't hate that. That would be good.
He would do a really good job.
I agree.
I think the only reason they didn't pay him for that role, because I do know he was considered... is because they were doing the Nightmare on Elm Street series at the same time.
That was you.
Or franchise, I should say.
Yeah.
But, I would say that's a wrap.
That's a wrap?
I would say that's a wrap. I mean, I talked about everything I wanted to get off my chest. I wanted to make sure that people knew that Jim Halsey in this one was a pussy. And that case had a right to be honored.
It did have a right to be honored. And I don't want to, like, shit on the actor too much because, like, I loved him in Happy Endings. But...
And I feel bad for him. He just wasn't meant to be a horror movie. There's just some that aren't meant. He's like a Justin Long.
Justin Long's fucking amazing.
He would be good as a
Jim Halsey.
Now that you say his name.
Well, yeah, because he died. So he would be great as somebody that died.
No, but he could be Jim Halsey in the new one.
That's all he ever does. I feel so bad for the kid. He gets turned into a walrus.
He dies in every movie.
But he dies in every single horror movie he's in.
His is better acted.
Yeah.
this wasn't as good. I didn't like the whininess. And even like...
And even though he is whiny,
and the hitcher called it out, so I guess it was supposed to be a plot point that he was whiny,
right?
Yeah. But it still just kind of bothered me. It's like, bro, like, step the fuck up. How do you get abducted over your girlfriend? That's what I don't understand.
Right.
How are you the one that gets abducted by a grown man and chained to a car? You fight him, bro. Like, kick his ass. Like, not to, like, you know, try to, like,
put that into it. No, but, like, this should have been more of a struggle. She should have heard something
but,
going
down. But, like, Nash, it was a little more believable, him taking her out of nowhere. But, like, a grown man just going to get his jacket, and then this guy jumps him. And
yeah, going to find a payphone.
Come on, bro. Like, you couldn't even... And the movie couldn't show that fight, at least, and show him, like, knocking him out with, like, a heavy object or something.
And
like,
trying to get away or...
Yeah, like...
Something. Give us something.
Make it believable, and then, oh, he just took me. Like, you can say, oh... Like, because he kind of showed him taking Nash. He didn't really show him taking, what's his name?
No, they didn't show him until he was back in bed with her. And she said, I'm so horny. And he's like, so am I.
Yeah, so I just, that part kind of took me out of it. His character took me out of it. It should have been named something else.
Yeah.
But I thought the movie was good. Like I said, I give it like a I give it a 6.5. Because I think there was like 2 jump scares in the beginning and 1 at the end that really got me.
Okay.
This one had more jump scares than the first one.
It was from the decade of the jump scares, 2000s, that's why.
Exactly. And I like jump scares. I love them. I thought it was slick. It was slicker. The music was nice, the way it was shot. Like those Dimension Film remakes, like Michael Bay, they know what they're doing. They're well-shot movies. They're good.
It's just unfortunately Michael Bay is a little bit too much of an action person.
Yeah, the plot wasn't completely there this time.
For horror. He's less psychological, more action-y.
I do think leaving out the finger in the steak fry was a good call, though. You didn't need that.
Yeah. Where would they even put that scene in? They were never in a diner except for once when they suddenly got the cops called on them for trying to save people.
That's true. All right, that's a wrap?
That's a wrap, guys. So go ahead and make sure you still I can talk. I'm sorry. I can. I can do this.
You
so
got this.
Make sure that y'all are still checking out the TikTok for the Stabcast. I do about a live show about once a week, sometimes twice a week. Daniel might be popping up on there soon as well because we're going to be doing some horror video games and we might be doing some play with us kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
Daniel, why don't you go ahead and tell the good people what we're doing next week and what's tomorrow?
We're doing tomorrow. We're doing Dead Set. It's a movie on Netflix.
I know,
guys.
It's a miniseries. It's a miniseries. Guys, Daniel's making me do zombies.
Yay!
I don't like that.
It's a good thing. It's a British horror miniseries. It's on Netflix. It's a zombie outbreak in the Big Brother house. It's my type of shit. I can't wait to watch it and talk about it.
All right. So we're going to give you a big old goodie.
All right. And everybody have a great week, and we'll see everybody.
All right, guys.
Toodles. Amen.